CliffCentral.com. On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brendan McHugh, the good things guy. I'm back from Scotland, England, United Kingdom, big travels, just before I leave for Zambia tomorrow. It's like I'm from one flight to the next. It's been a little bit crazy, but I'm back in studio and I'm hanging out with you guys live on the good stuff on Cliff Central. If you guys are tuning in on Facebook Live, you can actually tune into the full show if you visit www.cliffcentral.com. So what's going on, man? The news, if I open up our proverbial newspaper, like a News 24, what do we have? We've got the Guptas, we've got Eskom, we've got ANC, we've got AKA leaving Twitter, and all the rest of that cuck news that we're not going to speak about. If you want to go and visit that, you can find it online. That news is available there. Instead, I'm here to remind you that there's still so many good things in the world and South Africa right now. So inspired, so proudly South African, so much of the good stuff. Yeah, man, we've got a cool show today. We'll be bringing you the only top five good news charting show in South Africa with my co-host, Kerry Steyn.
Good morning.
Over there. She actually nearly didn't make it into studio today.
I've just got my breath back.
Yeah, she sent me a message going, running a little bit late, might not make it, you know, to start the show without me. So that's why we're pretending that she's not even here.
Thanks.
I'm kidding. So we'll be doing the top five good news show with Kerry. We'll be doing a quick catch up as well to see what's been happening in the world. And then we'll also be doing a couple of interviews today. We've got a jam-packed show. We've got Tebogo Mohola, the co-director of Sneaker Exchange, a really cool initiative in South Africa that's happening right now. We've also got Colleen Arendt from the Breast Health Foundation to tell us what she's been up to. And Samantha LaRue, founder of Cornerstone Woman, pops by a little bit later to tell us about, they are apparently doing a launch, a new brand launch. So we're going to be hearing from them. It's quite exciting. You remember her?
Yes.
She's been on the show. Yes. So she's giving us a little bit of a catch up. Listen up and get inspired. If you guys want to get involved, check out our official Cliff Central, Brendan McHugh Twitter. You can find us on cliffcentral.com or give us a call on 0861-555-189. Or you can WhatsApp. What's the WhatsApp number, Kerry?
079-748-2090.
It's that easy to get involved and to become part of the show. You know, we're on Facebook Live. And Pig Spotter, Cliff Pinto, he's like, hey. Hey, Cliff, what's up?
Morning.
All right, I'm going to sign off of the Facebook Live. Otherwise, we're just going to carry on all day. Check
recording
you guys, www.cliffcentral.com. What's been happening? Wait, I mean, I've been gone for 2 weeks.
How was your trip? It's so nice to have you back. I hate it when you go.
It is, I mean, it's...
Moment of silence.
Yeah, I'm still trying to digest the trip that I went on. So, for those of you...
I was watching, though, and your vlogs and your videos and your everything. It's just amazing.
Yeah, the whole trip started because my stepdad, who is my dad, I've known him since I was a little kid.
Yes.
He's my dad. He's never been overseas. He had never been overseas in his whole entire life. Like many people don't get to travel. But the really funny thing is, his surname is McDougal. So he's like 100% completely from Scotland. That's his whole vibe. But he's never been. He was born in South Africa.
Yes.
He was born a South African. And his mom had a full-on Scottish accent. Like, she would be talking like this.
You can't really understand what they say.
No. So he decided, my mom and him, they both decided they were going to go back, take him back to where his heritage is from. And they had planned this whole trip, and there was a bit of London involved, so he could do some sightseeing, and then go up to Oban, where he's actually from. And then my sister surprised him, which was really cool.
That hasn't seen him in 5 years.
Yeah. So she was cheap. I mean, we...
Okay, you made him cry. You did it.
Yeah.
My
sister and I are naughty. We planned the whole thing. I went and picked her up on the way to Oban and from Glasgow Airport. And
here you're sitting at the table, you little skeleton with your...
With my GoPro. I did it with my GoPro. It was really cool, though, and a cool holiday. And just to see someone experiencing a different country for the first time was mind-blowing.
And also, I mean, you do a lot of good naturally and generally. It's what you do on a daily basis. So to do it for your family, And to watch your family experience something like that, I'm sure it was just amazing.
It was really special. Yeah. It was a really special holiday. And I'm just thankful that I was able to sort of spend it with good family, good friends. And I must tell you, I had been to Scotland previously when we did the Edinburgh Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blown away with the sort of Scottish villages when we went up. It's not really north, it's sort of west, it's halfway up Scotland.
Yeah.
Some woman corrected me on that on my video. She was like, it's not the north of Scotland. But how do I know? I'm a guest.
I'm not from there.
I'm a guest in your country. So, to experience the villages and to see the natural beauty. I must tell you, when I flew back to South Africa, all I kept thinking was, it's so brown here. Because it's winter, right? And Scotland is like lush. My friends who I was staying with, Ricky, he made a joke. Because I was like, yeah, man, it's bad. In South Africa, we've got water restrictions at the moment. And
fires.
Yeah, well, we need to be watching all the water that we use. And he was like, Brent, there's so much water in Scotland that sometimes the governments ask you to leave your taps on at night just to make the dams lower. But he was kidding with me.
I know.
But it rains every day. It rains every day. And everything is green, like green, crazy green.
Can you imagine if that's how it was here?
It could be.
Yes.
You know, Cape Town, they are heavily on the water restrictions. Mm. We've been speaking about it for the last couple of weeks. I think they're on level 4B now or something. But what's really good news is during times of struggle, that's when opportunities arise. Mm. And that's when people, individuals, corporates can really make a difference. And they are. In 2 months' time, Cape Town's first desalination plant will go online. And the city believes that they will be, with the desalination plant, they will be producing or creating 500 million liters of water a day.
It's incredible.
And that, so if you think about this logically, 500 million liters of water a day is the current restriction level now. Mm. So if you take a desalination plant that gets them to that level, that is level 4B, and then you add in the rain and the dams and the people, you add in that they are saving water, Cape Town will be okay.
Yes, they will.
They'll be okay. Another thing that I need.
Everybody's going to be okay, actually.
Oh, Kerry, of course. Look at you.
Everybody will be
Miss Sunshine. another thing in Scotland, which was really cool to see, with the wind turbines.
Yeah.
They've got hills and hills and hills of people collecting energy and electricity from the wind, and plenty of houses had solar panels on them.
Mm.
I didn't understand the solar powers because, don't shoot me, Scotland, if you're listening, but they don't get much sun. So, like, they get very, compared to South Africa.
So, with the wind turbines,
that's where
the energy comes from.
But I'm talking about solar panels.
And on the days that they have sun
they'll collect
it
that.
It charges.
But seeing that and being in that country where I got to experience that, like, South Africa needs to pick up our game.
Yeah.
We need to be putting solar.
But there's many restrictions, though, in terms of that.
Okay, we've got like 320 days of sun a year.
I understand that, but tell that to our government.
And then we could put solar panels on all our roofs.
Yes, exactly.
And we need to phone Elon Musk so that he can give us Tesla batteries to
We've
put on
them
our.
Here.
But he needs to give them to us for free.
Oh
okay?
Yes, yeah, no, definitely.
We don't want to pay those prices. We don't want to take out a second bond.
I think that thing is that we had it on our show. I think it's 320,000 rand just for that battery.
For the battery, you don't want to take out a second bond so that you can afford to make your own electricity. But imagine if we could. Imagine, like, we could produce our own electricity.
Then we could all breathe
a sigh of relief.
Yes.
Or even definitely when the end of the month comes you have to get the repayments on your electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or your prepaid. Your prepaid meter goes,
hello.
Time out.
And you know it's the end of the month, salty crack snacks, and you're like, candles it is. I'm just kidding. I've never.
No, but imagine.
But that's exactly it.
Even in winter,
no
electric blanket for you. That's getting switched off because we're saving.
So instead of the end of the month.
That's like when your petrol's low in your car and you got to make it to the next petrol station. So you switch off the air conditioning, turn off the radio. You like try to do stuff there, hoping.
I'm trying to save.
Hoping that it's going to work for you.
I'm going to, what do you call it?
Freewheel.
Yeah.
Neutral.
Neutral.
So you've got to put your house into neutral so you can make it to the end of the month.
Yeah.
It is nearly the end of the month. It's the 27th, yo.
Yes, it is.
27th. And we're,
can you believe it? It's
halfway through
July.
The year? Halfway through the year.
We've done the solstice.
Did the solstice.
Yeah.
It's crazy how time really does just fly.
It's nearly summer again.
Flippin' hell, man.
It's true, though. We've got pretty much one month left of...
Winter. But then August winds start. That's all I remember is the August winds, where we could put up our wind turbines, yes, and we could make a lot of energy. August is windy, and then the 1st of September is officially spring day, but it's always cold. But I remember when I was a kid, and we used to get to wear civvies on the 1st of...
It either rained or...
It was cold. And you were like, I'm going to wear my new shorts that I've got for summer so I can look cool. And you're like, well, I'm cold. Now I'm cold. Doesn't work.
I've seen people walking around in winter in shorts and a t-shirt.
They do it in Scotland. There were people walking around. I was like, can I have another jacket?
Those guys come here in winter and they dress in shorts and a t-shirt.
Well, yeah. And the funny thing in London, when we were driving around, sort of going around London, it was 33 degrees. It was really hot. It was a really hot day. Everybody in the city had their shirts off.
I know, but they've said that there's a crisis.
Because of a heat wave?
And if it goes higher than 33 degrees, it's then considered a national crisis, and you guys then have to go indoors. If it reaches 30 degrees at your desk, whether it's in your car or at your desk or your lathe or whatever the case is, you actually have to go home.
That's just ridiculous.
30 degrees. A friend of mine sent me a picture actually in London, and he's like, look, everybody's taken off their clothes and they're lying in the park. I'm like, what? And it's true, there were ladies in their bikinis in the park.
Too ridiculous. Before we get into the top five good news stories of the week, I have to just, I touched on it quickly.
Yes.
I'm leaving for Zambia tomorrow, not on holiday. I mean, that was my one holiday that I went to. I'm going to Zambia to hand over thousands of school shoes to underprivileged kids. And we've spoken about the story before.
Yes,
about those shoes that grow with you.
Yeah.
So the guys at the Putfoot Rally have raised this money, and the end of the Putfoot Rally is in Zambia, and we're going to go to a school and to hand over these shoes. And I'm so excited and so thankful and so honored to be given this opportunity to just do good.
You better be vlogging.
I think I'm going to. The thing that we face, right, is everywhere in the whole world, there's problems.
Yes.
And I get that there's kids in South Africa that need shoes. Mm. So, I mean, this is just the start of something for everybody. And I'm excited to be a part of it. And it's going to be a really cool
Africa
trip.
Africa's one.
Thanks, Mama Africa.
Thanks.
Mama Africa, tell me how you're doing. So every week we get to chat about the top five good news stories in the world that are trending right now. And this is when we do it. Kerry searches the internet all week while I go and fly around the world. And then we get to bring them to you. So you've got something better to speak about around the water cooler and all of that
dinner
stuff.
Dinner table.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Kerry, you're going to bring us up our update. What do we have number five?
The people of Polokwane are being empowered to become recycling entrepreneurs. So recycling can be a great source of income for people in poor areas. A seminar was hosted in Polokwane to teach people how to start a recycling business. So here in Joburg, we're very familiar with what we call sidewalk surfers, the guys that come in... take away our plastic containers and our glass and our paper and our cardboard, and now they're just educating people all over. And it's obviously they've done a conference in Polokwane to educate people in underprivileged areas of how they can make an extra income.
I like the idea of this, and I think that it's really important. And I think uplifting and sustainability and all those great words and great things are important. We need to change the way that these guys are pulling the recycling stuff. I think that's important.
There is a thing.
And I think if we can get more support for that it will change lives.
Helping them to help themselves.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
And they are. They're launching those, and they're amazing. They really, really are. And I've seen one or two of them. There's actually one. There's a, they've started it at the dump there by Parkhurst.
Did you just...
Yes, I did.
I like it, and I like this. I like this story. I think that it's cool that that changes are being made, and you know, it's important to do good, give back, and make stuff sustainable. We're going to put that up online so that you can also catch up with the number five story of the week.
Yes.
Kerry, what do we have going on at number four?
The garden root birds are starting to feel relief thanks to generous donations. So Alexandra, I'm gonna get his surname wrong.
I love it when you get surnames wrong. It's so funny.
Stawizinski. Oh, that was over. That was close.
That was close. It sounds like...
That's right. Stawizinski. Yay.
There we go.
Reached out on Facebook asking for help with houses for the garden root birds. The donations have started making a huge difference. So we all know what happened in Knysna. In
yes.
and around Knysna
yes.
and up that way.
Yes.
And basically, the Garden Root Bird Relief Program was set up by Alexandra just after the fires died out. They shared the story about how he has been campaigning for people to send birdhouses, feeders, and food to give the displaced birds some relief. So if you have a look at the pictures, it's actually quite amazing because they've got these bird feeders all over the place. And it's important. So
well, here's why it's important, because we don't always think of that.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of humans that need rebuilding and a lot of businesses and. But do you think of the wildlife, the birds?
No.
So it's cool that someone has, and it's cool that they're making a change, and it's really cool.
I think it's incredible.
Really cool, really cool. What do we have at number three?
The South African music video that captivated the Cannes Lion Festival. So Egg Film Sunu took home the gold for directing the One Source music video that captivated its audience at Cannes and showcased the artistic side of Africa. Africa is burning.
That's cool.
It is such an incredible music video.
Yeah.
And when I watched it, I got goosebumps. But just to listen to the lyrics of the song.
But did you cry?
Yeah, almost. And it is. I mean, it's very, very touching. And as Africans and South Africans, we understand it. And, I mean, it's our heritage and where we come from. And it's part of a lot of people's culture. So, I mean, it's really close to home, obviously.
Very cool music video. We're going to put that up online so that you can see it, get inspired, get some goosebumps, and maybe cry.
Kleenex.
What do we have at number two?
80-year-old South African granny sets off on an epic road trip across Africa.
I love her.
I love her too.
I love her.
Do you know, with my conquest, they said that it can last you a lifetime. This conquest has done 380,000 kilometers already, and she's taking it around Africa.
Toyota?
A Toyota Conquest.
Toyota Conquest.
Yes,
and they
even
are,
before it became a Taz.
It's so funny, and it's this old skedonk car, and she's like, I'm doing it. I'm going around Africa. I'm raising money. I'm doing good.
Yes.
And it's flippin' cool. Toyota have supported her 100%,
yeah.
Which is... You know, it's almost like a marketing thing because they also don't want the car to break
exactly.
down on the trip. So they're supporting her, and good for her, 80 years old and just going on a road trip.
She's putting younger explorers to shame.
She is.
Go, Julia.
I agree. We're going to put Julia's story up online. You can catch it on Brendan the Q Twitter. What do we have at number one?
Joburg doctor helped a Knysna woman after a stress dog bit her face during the fire.
Jeepers, man.
So Tracy Wall Erasmus took Knysna families and animals in during the fires. One of the stress dogs bit her face, so a Joburg doctor offered to fix it for her.
Yeah, it's, you know, and he did it for free, right?
Yeah.
This is the thing, again, there's different tragedies and different people and animals and things that need help when a fire happens.
Yes.
And this is a story just to highlight how you can assist in a different way.
And what's amazing is obviously the doctor, Dion Veyers from Four Ways Life, he offered to repair Tracy's face for free if she could get to the hospital. And Tracy's friend got in contact with Kalula Airways, who gladly offered up a free return ticket after hearing the story. So a lot of people got involved with this one, and I think it's quite amazing. It's incredible.
We've
really, really come together as a community and a country.
That's what I said. During tragedy, it really just shines people. It highlights people that are doing good, and it gives people the opportunity to shine. We're going to put up all those stories online so that you can also catch up with the good news and read them and see them and get the goosies and the feels and the inspirations and maybe even cry. Who knows? This is the good stuff on Cliff Central.
Despacito, this is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo. Pasito, pasito, suave, suavecito. Lo vamos pegando, poquito, poquito.
This song is, it's like a number one song at the moment.
I love this song. Even before it became Despacito.
Despacito.
By Luis Fonsi. And
Daddy Yankee.
And Daddy Yankee and then Justin Biebs.
Okay, but here's my thing, right? Because we were doing this while I was in the UK. The song was really big. And what we did was we would put the song on. And if you go onto iTunes,
yes.
I can't do it now because I don't have my phone in front of me. But if you go onto your Apple Music on your phone and you click on a song to play it, you can then sort of flick it up and it gives you all the lyrics.
Yep.
So that you can sing.
How did that go?
So, and we sucked.
Española.
I can't, I mean, Kerry, if we go, come, say it, go, sing.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to wait for the chorus.
Yeah.
I want to know if you can do these words. I can't. I don't speak Spanish. Do you speak Spanish? Here we go. This is the chorus. Let's hear this. Go, Kay. Because we don't speak Spanish, but it's a cool song.
It's a cool song. And if you go on, the last time I checked, the original by Luis Fonsi and that other guy, Yankee.
Daddy Yankee.
It has been viewed 1.7 billion times.
How do I get views like that on my vlog? Maybe we need to
make
a song.
You buff your arms up a little bit, and you get some pretty Spanish, Puerto Rican.
Okay, we're doing it. We're doing it. After the show, Kerry and I are going to buff my arms up and do a Puerto Rican dance. Every week we get to interview incredible human beings, incredible South Africans that are doing really good things for South Africa and the world. And today we've got Colleen Arendt and Louise. I didn't get your surname, so we'll just go Louise from the Breast Health Foundation. And they're here today to chat to us about what the Breast Health Foundation is and why it matters. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you in studio with us. What is the Breast Health Foundation?
It's a not-for-profit company started in the early 2000s. Our vision and mission is education awareness around breast health and breast cancer, support for anyone affected by breast cancer, emotional and informative support. So if it's hubby or work or your colleagues or your kids. And we do a lot of education awareness at community level. And one of my not new projects, but something I've been very actively involved in the last year, is advocacy to get a breast health policy in South Africa.
Do we not have one?
No.
No. There's no breast health policy legislated in government. There's a cervical policy. No breast, no cancer.
That's so... is it surprising, is the thing that we could go on?
Okay, well... Everybody's going to complain about government and what's being done and not being done, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm actually quite proud to be involved in this process because we've been lobbying government to have a breast policy. It is in the workings. We hopefully have one soon, which will be the first breast policy in Africa.
That is incredible.
So we've been working very closely with government. We do a lot of advocacy about access and awareness. If you've got a problem, where do you go? Who's there to help you? And... being the country we have, it's a large country. There's only so many big cities. If you live out of the cities, what do you do? Where do you go? Where do you access help? So we've been actively involved with the other NGOs under the Cancer Alliance banner to actually start changing policy in this country and access. The biggest thing is access. And breast cancer is one of those topics that it doesn't exist. We don't want to know about it. Husbands don't want to even think about breast cancer. There's a lot of stigma still attached in our country. So a lot of people and women are being neglected and they're falling through the cracks. And that's where we've come in. We do education awareness at clinic level. Myself and my team all eight of us are breast cancer survivors. So that old saying, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Literally, we've got the t-shirt and the new boobs. So when we're working with people, we are living proof that we are survivors and there is life after breast cancer.
Yes, and you, and that gives you a level of expertise and knowledge because you've been through it. And that means that you can help someone else through it as well.
We hold your hand. We walk you through the process. We cradle you. We make sure that you follow your treatment and finish your treatment because with cancer, it's like antibiotics. If you don't finish your course, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So you need to follow through and do all the treatment necessary. And it's not a short journey. It's a long journey. It's months and years in some cases. And that's the important thing is educating people that there is life after breast cancer. It's not a death sentence. And we're living proof. We're standing here, happy, healthy, expensive boobs.
if we talk about breast health and sort of the statistics, I don't know what they are. So what is it quite prevalent? Is breast cancer a prevalent cancer in South Africa?
Out of all the cancers, yeah. Breast cancer is one of the highest. According to the oncologists and the doctors we work with, there's about 8,600 newly diagnosed cases per year in South Africa.
And I like the way you said diagnosed, and because there's also a whole other spectrum of South Africans who are not being treated, not being diagnosed, and don't have access to these facilities.
That's exactly why we are advocating for a breast policy. So that if you live in Pitsonavata and you go to the clinic, the nurse there should be able to do a clinical breast exam, pick up a problem, and then refer you into a major specialist breast unit somewhere in the country.
It is very scary. It is a scary process.
What the process of?
Well, from the time that you find out to the time that whatever happens, I mean, it's very scary. So I went through it personally this time last year, and then 7 years ago, we went through it with my aunt. So from time of, she got diagnosed in June, and she passed away that December.
Wow.
It's daunting, and it's very scary.
But I guess that's why the Breast Health Foundation exists, is to make it less scary and less daunting.
That's one of the reasons we do what we do. But also bear in mind that many women, through fear and various other factors, don't do clinical breast exams.
That is exactly what happens.
They don't check their own breasts. Mm. And when they find something, they go into denial and fear, and they don't have it checked. 9 out of 10 breast lumps are not a cancer.
Yeah.
But we are so scared of the word cancer that you find a lump, you don't have it treated. For a lump to grow a centimeter, it takes about a year, unless you've gotten a very aggressive cancer. When I found my lump at the age of 34, it was 5.5 centimeters big.
So don't
ask me how I didn't find it. I just didn't.
But that, in your regards to an average growing, that was 5.5 years undetected, that it was in your breast?
Yes.
Did you know you didn't know it was, were you in denial?
No, I didn't know it was there. I didn't check my own breasts. I wasn't taught how to do clinical breast exams, so I never checked. And by the time I'd found it, according to my medical team, it had probably been there 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
And that's a big lump.
That is huge.
That's a huge lump. Fortunately, I got the treatment I needed, and I did it through government. My medical aid excluded me because of a pre-existing condition clause. And I had all my chemo at Joburg Gen, and I'm here to tell the story. Had I not found it within 6 months of it being found,
your story would be very different.
I would not be talking to you today. I would not be here. And I was 34. Yeah, 13 years ago.
That's like our age.
Yeah. 13 years ago, 34 was young. Now we have women in their 20s being diagnosed, in their 30s.
You're going to have into a couple their of 80s.
Teens as well. Yeah. Colleen, how did you get involved with the foundation?
Well, by default, I think I landed up in healthcare. And Louise and I go back quite a while ago. So we've traveled the journey together, and I came on board in my personal capacity just to give some extra helping hands, just to raise awareness And just get the education and our reach out there in terms of digital and social marketing where my forte lies.
Awesome.
So I'm just trying to expand and amplify our voice through those channels and platforms.
And it's important to you as well, right? That's why you're involved with the foundation. You believe in it.
I believe in it fully.
It's an important thing. This is something that I don't know about. You're teaching me, and I'm sure many of our listeners are learning as well in the process about education and awareness.
Do you educate men as well?
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. Okay. And their own.
Do you know that men also have breast cancer?
Yes, that's why I asked if you educate the men and on their breast cancer as well.
And like there's big stigma around it.
Yes.
The interesting thing is the male breast cancer, let me rephrase that. The tumor they have in their breast is no different to the tumor women have in their breast, because we both have breast tissue.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing with men is there's a lot of stigma around it, okay, especially in our culturally diverse country, and they don't come in and have it checked. There are hereditary factors. I have a father and daughter who've both had breast cancer, and they've been checked for the genetics involved. So 1 in 100 average is a male.
Jeeper.
That's a lot.
But you don't have a lot of South African males speaking about the fact that they've had breast cancer because there is a lot of stigma around
it's it's the association to the word breast.
Yes.
So if for whatever reason the word for a man was changed to pectoral cancer, or you know what I mean? So it sounds quite sexist.
Manly.
But it would be then a guy would go, I had pectoral cancer. Yeah. It changes that whole vibe. Even though it's the same, it's difficult for humans to wrap their heads around the sexism thing.
I think for the men, the issue is that they have exactly the same treatment and surgeries the women have.
Yes.
So there's no sort of, it's a man's disease and we can manage this.
Yeah.
It's very much the same. And we do have a lot of men who talk about it and come out about it to educate others, but they're few and far between.
Yeah.
In the greater context in South Africa.
So, Coleen, you're on the digital side. How do people get more information? How do they get involved? How do they speak to you guys about the good work that you're doing?
Okay, cool. So we've obviously got a website, mybreast.org.za. And then if people want to get involved in the advocacy, they can go to canceralliance.co.za and they can look at the advocacy toolkit. So you can advocate as a supporting NGO, as an organization, or even as an individual. There's a social media toolkit there that you can access for the relevant hashtags and key messages that you can go out. That is being tracked and messaged so that we can also take those analytics to government and support our causes. And then on that same website, they can also access the Advocates for Breast Cancer blog. Those are all the NGOs related to breast cancer. We've come together to stand together against breast cancer or to support breast cancer and raise awareness within the country. So there's more information there on the Cancer Alliance website. And then we also support the Buddies for Life magazine, which is back-to-back with the Oncology Buddies magazine. There's a print version and a digital version. Again, the link is also on the Cancer Alliance website, so one can subscribe to that. And that is for those that are affected by cancer and their whole network. And then, obviously, through our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, people are welcome to contact me directly or Carleen at mybreast.org.za. .org.za, and that's Colleen, COLLEN. But even through our website, people can donate directly or contact Louise or myself, get involved. We've got Mandela Month coming up.
Yes.
We're revamping and painting out the breast health clinic at Helen Joseph.
Oh, wow.
So if anybody wants to come on board and support us with their time, we need 120 litres of paint and materials. So any support with that regard will be awesome. We're going to start painting on the 12th of July. And then, there's different fundraising initiatives that we do. We do sporting events. We're obviously involved in 94.7, the Argus. We've got a walk coming up, a couple of walks actually, so if they want to get involved in that. And then next year with the Cancer Alliance, we're also going to do a Cancer Survivor Summit. It will be hopefully a free event if we get enough sponsorship on board, that anybody affected by cancer and their network can attend the event and receive medical advice and support on survivorship. Because obviously with more modern medicines and the raising of awareness and earlier diagnosis and treatment, we're having more survivors than patients. And now it's the whole thing, well, how do you carry on? Because your whole life has changed after you've been affected by cancer. And that's what the Cancer Survivor Summit is all about.
So there's lots happening and lots to get involved in, and it's very exciting. Yes. And I'm going to bring you back in studio so we can do a catch-up in a couple of months.
Awesome.
So we can just chat about what's happening. Colleen and Louise, it's been amazing having you in studio.
Thank you.
They are from the Breast Health Foundation, and we're going to put up all those links so that you can also get involved with such good work happening in South Africa. This is The Good Stuff on Cliff Central. What a good story.
That is incredible.
Just so something that we didn't mention, and the lady said it while we were off air changing hands. Helen Joseph Breast Clinic is the only walk-in clinic in the whole of Gauteng that you can walk in. They can't turn you away.
Yeah.
And apparently they have an open slot every Wednesday. So if you feel that there's anything going on your boobs, then you can go in there and check it out. I've also got someone else who I mentioned earlier on in the show. I'm excited to have in studio again. Sam LaRue from Cornerstone Woman. You can put them on.
That sounds much better.
And come closer to the microphone. We want to get you nice and close there.
There
Sam's been on the show before, but we're in a new studio today. So last time we were in our little studio. Today we're in the big studio. And it's great to have you back in studio. Sam, before we jump into it, just for our listeners who might not know what Cornerstone Woman is, give us a brief overview.
Basically, Cornerstone Woman is a non-profitable organization who support women and children that are experiencing any form of physical, emotional, or even financial abuse. Historically, we tend to think that abuse is a poor person's problem, but it actually isn't. It's a problem across the board. So we are an organization that offers support right across the board and primarily to the middle to upper class, a demographic that hasn't been approached or exposed before.
And you founded it. It's your business. Mm. What was the reasoning behind that?
Typically because there is absolutely no support structure for women and children. Mm. I mean, if you look at the rest of the world, unfortunately in South Africa, we just have got no program. We may create awareness for abuse, but we definitely don't have a program that will allow the woman to actually step out of the situation and change their stories.
Mm. And I can hear, just when you talk, I can hear your passion. It's there, and you're passionate about this foundation that you started. And you're in studio today because you have exciting news about Cornerstone Woman.
Yeah, very.
What's happening there?
Well, basically, we've spent the last 18 months putting together the infrastructure that will actually have a support system for them, for these women and children. And now on the 11th of August, in Women's Month, we're going to be launching to the public and start creating the desperate need for awareness of our organization. So, yeah, we're going to be launching at the boutique hotel, the Monroe Boutique Hotel in Houghton. And we're reaching out to everybody that has been touched by this or feels close to this situation to come and join us in this exciting event as we start the journey to actually start helping women.
And that's what it's all about. You're creating this new brand. It's a new identity, a new logo. You've got an amazing team that you've hand-selected and brought together to really make a difference and help the people that need it the most, to really uplift them and to give them a second chance at life.
Absolutely. We need to be able to offer these women a proper solution and look at them holistically. You can't, you can't deal with it. You have to cover everything from the physical, the mental, the emotional. You have to support them legally. You have to cover every single element. And that's why it's taken us 16, 17 months to put that infrastructure together. But now we're ready. We're ready and we're reaching out to everybody out there, to individuals, to small, medium companies, to corporates, to please come along, support us on the night. It's going to be amazing. It's had an amazing venue. We've been supported by so many amazing sponsors. And we'd like you to come along and share the night with us as we start our journey.
How do people go about to getting tickets to this launch?
Okay, so we've got a email address, tickets@cornerstonewoman.com. And basically all you have to do is email me and I will personally respond to you, or you can actually get a hold of myself, sam@cornerstonewoman. Cornerstone spelled CORNERWOMAN.com. And come corporates, we need your help, we need your support. Buy a couple of tickets, come on an amazing night with all of us. There's going to be lots of celebrities, lots of entertainment. So yeah, we really need your help and we're reaching out for that.
And what are those Verymark adverts where you go, call now, but wait, there's more.
Please do.
Wait, there's more. I'm actually emceeing the event, so I've offered my time for free to be part of it, because I believe in the cause, and I believe in what you're doing, and I believe that it really will make a difference to a lot of women, children, and even men. It's going to make a difference to people who need it the most in our country, people that maybe haven't had the opportunity before. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
Well, thank you very much, and we're excited to have you.
It's going to be cool. Kerry's going to buy a ticket. I can see it happening.
Yes,
On the other side of this, if people want help, or if they find themselves in this situation, you are a foundation. You're already alive and kicking. The launch is just about the new brand. But you're already alive and kicking, and you are helping women right now. Do they just get you on the same details?
Yeah, they do. They contact me personally, sam@cornerstonewoman, on email, and we'll start the process to see how we can assist you.
It's that easy. I'm going to put all of those details up online as well so that you can get involved. It's the 11th of August, and as I said, I'm going to be your MC. I'm going to stand up for what's right and talk about Cornerstone Woman and really just try and you know, get the word out there. I believe in what you do, and I think that it's an amazing initiative.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here.
It's really cool to have you in studio. And once we've launched, we're going to bring you back again.
Yes, yay,
so that we can do another show. Just keep bringing you on the show. Kerry, that's almost the hour done.
And look at us, hey? We had just a show full of women.
It actually was. Yeah. I was thinking about it after when we do the photos afterwards, because we need to do a photo that goes up online. It's going to be me with like four women.
The thorn amongst the roses.
I'm starting to feel a little bit like Hugh Hefner. It's every time I do a show, it's just
every
ladies.
It has been every week, actually.
It's just ladies.
How does that make you feel?
You are not my psychologist. but it makes me feel good, because I get to highlight really cool initiatives and South Africans
amazing.
Doing really cool things in the world. And I'm excited to just have that opportunity to
really
do that.
Awesome. Really
cool.
Awesome.
So that's it. I'm done for the week, and I'm off to Zambia tomorrow. I'll be vlogging and bringing you an update next week on how that goes.
You better.
And I actually think next week we're going to have a partner of Cornerstone Woman. Mark Krobler is going to be in studio to speak about the initiatives that he brings in and what he does with the Women Empowered, the defense classes.
Wow, that's incredible.
I'm going to see if he's available so we can just tie this whole thing together and we can bring you all of those good things.
Going into Women's Month.
It is too.
Yeah.
You've tuned into The Good Stuff on Cliff Central, and we've spent a full hour chatting about good things, good news, good moments. I'm excited about all of it. Every week I leave you with a little bit of a quote that hopefully gives you
inspiration.
Is it inspiration?
It is inspiration.
We hope so.
And encouragement.
We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. Dream big, hope for better, work hard, laugh till you cry, never give up, know that you are loved, and have the most amazing day of your life today. That's the good stuff for this week. Don't forget to tune in next week. And also, if you want to catch up with all the shows, it's podcasted. You can get it on cliffcentral.com. It's that easy. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to iTunes and you can subscribe and you can get every show. It comes to your phone.
Yeah.
It beeps. It's like a message. It goes, new show. It's live. You can listen to it. I love hanging out with you. I hope you all have a terrific Tuesday. Kerry, behave.
You behave.
That's the good
Have
stuff.
Have a good week. CliffCentral.com.